Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We're going to shift gears here. This will give you guys an opportunity to complain about your spouse, which I know people love to do that. Or your significant other.
Or your ex.
Or an ex, even. Why not? Why the heck not?
Because I've got a couple loaded for that.
Oh, I bet. You have so many exes. In what area is your significant other a 1 out of 10? That's great. They're a 10 out of 10 everywhere else. They are your ride or die. They're my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something. There's always something that makes them a 1 out of 10 in some area. I got a couple.
Okay.
Well, I'll give you two. Knick-knack constantly leaves glasses of water around. I got into it with her this weekend. I was like, will you just pick up your freaking glasses? Water, not like reading glasses.
Yeah, yeah.
Up in the bedroom. I picked them up and I put them next to her sink because I'm just tired of looking at them. There was nine glasses of water. I almost took a picture and posted it, but I was like, I don't want to shame her too much.
Oh,
nine
yeah,
glasses of water up in our bedroom. I'm like, nobody needs to stay this hydrated.
Oh,
will you please just pick these up?
That's a little excessive. I love you, Knick-Knack, but that's
so
the nine glasses.
Annoying. Not to mention the rule is like no drinks upstairs.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
No food upstairs.
Mm-hmm. Not for her, though.
One out of 10 when it comes to leaving glasses of water all around the
house.
And
does she say, it's just water?
It's just water. Really
it's
nice.
Just, yeah,
I'll pick
them
up. I'm like, really? When? The second thing that my wife is a 1 out of 10, she tends to bamboozle me quite a bit, and I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
In what way? What do you mean?
I'll give you a big fat example right here. She signed us up for a little charity event that we go to. It's been a couple years since we've gone to it, but we went to it quite a bit. I don't need to get into what it is. She talked me into it. Well, you need to go. Our friends are going. Please go. I don't want to go by myself. Come on. It'll be fun. It's a night out. Okay. I'll go with you. We've done this 1,000 times, but okay. I'll go again. Yay. Last week, I found out this event is Great Gatsby themed.
Oh, and she didn't tell you that part.
She decided to leave that part out.
Number one,
I'm not big on social settings as it is, as you know.
Yep.
Like the public, sometimes for me. But then like to talk me into going to this event, we get to get dressed up is all she said.
Yeah.
We hang out with our friends. It'll be great food. You can choose chicken or beef. You know, yay. And then I found out through a third party, one of our buddies that's going, he's like, hey, did you find your outfit yet? And I was like, for what? He's like, for the event. He's like, it's Great Gatsby themed. What?
I love this. I love her.
So I don't like going to events, let alone where I have to dress like the 1920s. One out of 10.
This is amazing. Okay, so her water...
Her water game
may be soft, but her, gets you to go to something game is strong.
She's a jerk.
I respect this from her because...
Oh, I know you do.
Because she knows. Like, clearly she's dealt with this situation before. If he needs to dress up in a costume, we don't mention that part.
Nope.
We keep that part secret.
And I immediately was like, can we cancel? Can I pull my ticket? She's like,
no, you can't.
They're bought and paid for, and you're getting chicken.
She worked it that way. She made sure to get your approval. And she bought
Gatsby.
Them
She's like, oh, did I forget to tell you
that?
I was like, you did?
Yes,
oh,
you did.
You did?
I wanted to be there when she said that. Oh, did I forget? Oh, my goodness. Silly me. Yeah.
So anyway,
but you're going, right?
1 out of 10 because she bamboozles me.
No, that's funny. That's really smart on her part.
If you guys want to sound off about your significant other, how are they a 1 out of 10 in any aspect of their life? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Now, Katie wants to do exes.
Yes.
So tell me, why was your ex a 1 out of 10?
Oh, so many reasons. Let's just put that out there. Like, it probably outweighs the reasons he was actually a good person. But one that sticks out a lot, because it happened a lot, was him coming home and telling me, you know what? I saw a really, really nice bouquet of flowers today. Like, it was beautiful. You should see the way they put it together. I almost got it for you.
He's almost guy.
He's almost guy. He would come home and tell me about things that he thought I would like so often and never get them for me, but be sure to tell me about them. And I don't know what the psychology of him doing that was, why he decided to tell me about the thing he almost got me, but every time he did it, it would irritate me. So much so that now when anybody says, I saw this thing and it really made me think of you, immediately my mind goes to, well, why didn't you get it for me? I would really like that thing that you think I would like, but where is it? Where's that thing? Like, he has ruined me for any kind of person.
I almost bought you an engagement ring. I looked at it. It was really pretty, but nah.
Do you know we went to go look for engagement rings and like I picked out the one I want? And then he would tell people about the ring that we looked at all the time.
I'm thinking about getting it. Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
It's a good looking ring.
Yeah, we went and looked for rings. She actually told me the one she wants. It's really nice. It's a really nice ring.
That's a huge 1 out of 10.
We went to look at it.
He's a 1 out of 10.
Hate it so much.
That's a good one.
That to me, like again, it's ruined me to this day for almost people. So just so you know.
That's a pretty good ruiner. Yeah.
Do you have one more you want to give us?
So many things about him. And also, he could not cook. He could not clean to save his life. But boy,
that's kind of unattractive.
Boy, could he tell you. Like, he would come home and be like, boy, the dishes sure look dirty.
No.
So do them, homie. Like, yes.
Why did you
date this
guy?
Josh,
had a child
there's
together.
So many. There's so many. No, no, no.
Oh, is this different guy?
It's a different guy. Yeah. No, it was a different one.
No, we
but,
like
yeah.
we like baby
so
guys.
He's like,
yeah, we like
he
Joe.
He just is very
yeah.
much.
He's just a 1 out of 10 guy all around. Like, everything about him is a 1 out of 10. But those
awesome.
Two things specifically, him telling me how dirty the house was when I just got off work, and oh yeah. Boy, you got me started on this.
I know.
She's fired up.
All right. Why is your significant other or ex a 1 out of 10? Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. So tell us about the 1 out of 10.
So she is an ex, and there are many reasons why she's an ex now. Mm-hmm. But the number one thing was she would complain all the time. And whenever I throw out options, she would immediately deny it and pull up more excuses.
Oh, so she's
like
the
options for what?
One of the biggest ones is that she wouldn't have enough money for certain things, but yet she would buy really expensive Pokemon cards.
Oh.
And
oh, no.
I would be like, yo, you don't have the money for this.
She's like, but it's a very rare Jigglypuff.
He has the number one most expensive Pokemon lover. For those Pokemon listeners out there, she's a big fan of Umbreon.
Oh, yeah?
For sure. Yeah.
That's a good one.
But, yeah, she would just make all sorts of excuses. And then whenever I'd bring out, like, hey, this is a reasonable thing to do, she would just be like, no, but I just can't do that right now.
I can't. I got a Charizard card, bro.
That would annoy me, too.
No, just being in a Pokemon alone is a 1 out of 10, so I'm glad you're no longer together.
Yeah.
It was time to move on. Time to move on. Bonnie, thank you for the call. That's a good one. That's pretty good.
That's good.
So funny.
I just wanted to say Jigglypuff.
I know.
A couple of you fell off the line. Don't do that. Quit hanging up on
us.
303-691-1649. Why is your significant other a 1 out of 10 or your ex? We'll take those calls, too. Here's Jessica. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
Good morning. So talk to
us. Good morning.
What you got?
So yes, an ex, and I think Katie and I have the similar taste in men, unfortunately. But this guy, especially emotionally intelligent, it was anytime I would try and kind of be proactive and express, you know, I'm starting to feel a little overwhelmed or I'm not feeling heard. It would immediately be, well, I've been feeling that way all day. You've said that to me all day. So I called it the one up.
The one upper.
The one up is the worst. All of a sudden, it's all about him.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And then he would tell me I couldn't be responsible and apologize, yet he literally would refuse to say the words I'm sorry. So it was a good time.
I'm mad for you, Jessica. Like, I'm like mad for you.
I felt you getting all fired up in the last call, and I was like, oh, I'm feeling that all over again. Yes. It's a recent ex, and it feels good, but it's, yes, all those frustrations were there the whole time.
When you guys broke up, were you like, I'm thinking about breaking up with you? He's like, no, I'm breaking up with you. And then he left.
So he would be like, say the words. say the words that you're done. Say the words. And it was just, then it was just this whole, like, I'm not going to be accountable for what I brought to the table. I'm going to force you to own 100% of it.
Talk about brain damage, Jessica.
And it stinks because you like carry that with you into your next relationship, even if you don't want to. And then you have to work through that before you get to a healthy spot in your next one. So it's like, when people do that stuff to you, I don't think they realize the lasting effects that it has.
Totally.
Like, then the next guy's like, whoa, geez. Like,
well, no,
I'm coming in with some PTSD for sure.
Yes, you have to deal with it. You got to unpack it. But, I'm sorry, Jess. To heck with that guy, right?
Yeah, we're only getting one side of the story, though.
No, we don't like that guy, Jeremy.
You might be a nightmare to be with.
We don't like him.
I can be a lot. Not going to say that, but I literally would hand my phone over to somebody and say, please tell me what I should have said differently so he could feel heard. And they would just hand my phone back and be like, yeah, there is nothing there.
Yeah.
So I did try to see where I could have learned and phrased things in a different way because it was always over text. That's what I also hated.
Yeah.
Well, it was never a conversation.
You are definitely heard on this morning show. We hear you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you,
guys. We appreciate it. Is there anything?
Every morning.
Well, that's very kind of you. Is there anything else you want to get off of your chest while we're here listening? Are you good?
No, but you can send a purse my way. I mean, that's all right.
You just keep texting in those keywords.
No.
Right?
No.
Yeah.
I got it. Yeah. Thanks so much for everything you do for all of us.
Oh, thank you, Jessica.
Thanks, Jessica.
Very sweet. Have a good
day. Good luck out there.
Let's go in blind on this one. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. You're on the air with us. Thanks for calling in. So do you have a 1 out of 10 story?
I do. My husband, who I love very, very much. When he gets drunk, he howls like a wolf.
No.
So what's the problem?
Oh, my God.
That's a 10 out of 10.
So you always know, like, when he's drinking and he gets to that point, you're like, oh, time to go.
Time to wrap it up.
Now, oh my gosh.
I think what we need is for you to recreate, like, how he sounds so we can really feel it.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, it'll just be like everyone's having a good time, minding their own business, and then just from across the room you hear, oh, oh, oh.
I'm drunk.
He gets the whip up, the yip, yip, yip.
I still feel like I didn't feel it enough. Can you give it to me again? Okay, I'm starting to feel it.
Yep, and then you just know, like, he's at that level.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you're like, please stop,
you know,
for the
what,
love
though?
Of God.
Your husband sounds like a fun guy.
He's in the wolf pack.
He is fun, but that's, like, the telltale sign where you're like, okay.
Okay, no more fireball for Ron.
Right, exactly. No more shots. Cut him off. Does he take the shirt off and everything, or it's just the howl?
No, thank God. It's just the howl.
You're like, honey, can you please stop? You're turning me on. You're turning me on.
We gotta find a room now.
Amanda, funny call. Thank you for sounding off.
Good, Amanda.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, have a great day.
You too.
All right, bye. That's damn funny.
That's funny. I like that.
Can you just see her from across the room like, oh my God, here he goes again, not again.
That may be my favorite.